This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Thursday, May 7th, 2020, 179 days out from the election. And I knew this was coming. In fact, they'd already admitted it. But now, a consortium of 200 billionaires and Hollywood trash has come out and said, hey, we never want to go back to normal. This was about depopulating the earth. It's about ending consumerism. It's about ending a middle class. But of course, the very people pushing it are billionaires and have private jets and huge estates all over the planet. Stories on InfoWars.com. Celebrities call for world to not return to normal. Radical transformation of economies. This is not just idiot celebrities coming out, 200 of them, and signing this petition. This is their plan of selfishness and true evil. And it's all coming up. First, here's the beginning of a report. It's at man.video, where Bill Gates becomes what appears to be sexually excited. I mean, just pure joy and ecstasy on his face. And his eyes gleam like he's a red-eyed demon when they talk about the global collapse that they now admit is going to kill more people this year than World War II did. World War II killed over 50 million people, by the way. Here is part of that report.
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
Let's watch that video one more time, where Bill Gates becomes visibly joyful, excited, almost having an orgasm when Fareed Zakaria, the other fellow globalist, the Bilderberg Group, on CNN talks about how horrible the economy is and how we better get used to it.
Boys, it's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
In the video, Gates gets more excited than Beto O'Rourke did when he learned about the mass shooting at the El Paso Walmart. Why are these guys so happy? Because they know it's moving their agenda forward. With Beto O'Rourke, it's disarming the population. With Bill Gates, he's on record wanting to starve the third world, wanting to depopulate Africa, Latin America, and Asia. But now we're supposed to forget all that and say, oh, he's the new dictator of the world, the unelected leader that controls all the major health institutes of the planet and the UN's World Health Organization. But it's not just that clip. In every interview he does, we have hundreds of these from the last few months, when he talks about forced inoculation, when he talks about we're never going to unlock the planet again, when he talks about depression, he gets very, very excited and very, very happy. But when he's talking about President Trump or America or the free market or success, he looks very, very upset. It's only when he talks about planetary collapse that he gets excited, because he believes he's saving the Earth by artificially using this panic to shut down the world economy. Here are a few more clips of Bill Gates in the last few days with Trevor Noah, the supposed entertainment show, and the Financial Times of London, also getting visually excited when he talks about financial collapse, when he talks about world government, when he talks about forced inoculation, and all 7 billion people having to be forcibly injected before the world could ever, quote, go back to normal. It's called holding us hostage.
The ultimate solution, the only thing that really lets us go back completely to normal and feel good about sitting in a stadium with lots of other people, is to create a vaccine and not just take care of our country, but take that vaccine out to the global population, and so that we have vast immunity and this thing, no matter what, isn't going to spread in large numbers.
What do you think the right balance is between the trade-off of protecting people's lives?
And then he goes on to say that China is the perfect model, and he goes on to say that you have no choice. You will take the forced inoculation. Oh, and it's coming sooner than they thought now, this year. Oh, how interesting. We, of course, didn't predict that. We knew they were doing that. This whole thing is a psychological warfare operation.
publicly designed to depopulate the planet and collapse the Western world. And now 200 celebrities have signed a petition saying just that. We need to depopulate people and make folks poor. But, of course, they're not going to give up their riches.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
One hundred and seventy-nine days out from the most historic election in world history. A referendum on open free societies and Americana or globalist tyranny and the long dark night of planetary collapse. This is an incredibly historic time to be alive. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are launching this live May 7th, 2020, Thursday transmission. Okay, let's get right into it now. Let's lay it out right now. The stakes could not be higher. If individuals know about history and know about governments and know about geopolitics, what's happening is crystal clear, like a clear blue sky. You're up on a mountaintop, you can see for 100 miles. But if you're unaware of how the world works, it's like having your head underwater in black ink. You can't see a millimeter in front of you. The very United Nations, WHO, that ran with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the NIH, University of Texas, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the weaponized Chimera program that was a huge scandal here 5 years ago in the U.S., was then illegally moved to China by Obama and Dr. Fauci, are now the ones telling us the lockdown can never end. Remember, 15 days to bend the curve? And then when it wasn't even one-tenth of what they said it would be, they went, oh, sorry, it's so devastating because it's not even one-tenth of what we said. We never reopen. They just wanted to get you to accept it up front. Like a kidnapper does, puts the gun on you, so we put the handcuffs on you, we put the gag on you, and then everything will be all right. Just put the handcuffs on, put the ball gag in. Look, you're getting taken to a basement to get tortured and raped. You're going to die. You don't put the ball gag in and the handcuffs, but you did it. You like it. You think compliance is love. Compliance with tyranny is death. But here's the deal. The ball gag isn't completely in, and the handcuffs are on, but you could, with your elbow, hit the latch and jump out of the car when he slows down at that little 20-mile-an-hour turn by that farmhouse, and then you could run towards that farmhouse, even though your hands are tied, even if your legs are tied. You could, help me, but you're not going to. You want to go to the farmhouse a mile down the road and get taken to that basement. You want to get raped. You want Ted Bundy to bite big chunks out of you. You need it, and don't worry, you're going to get it. Your compliance is death. And so the spokespersons for the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Gates, IBM, eugenics combine, 200 filthy celebrities, Madonna, Jane Fonda, Robert De Niro, have slithered out from under their rocks to say, we're never going back to normal. This is about cutting carbon. Well, they've had the globalists on TV saying, oh, the good part is this is stopping global warming. COVID-19 is stopping human activity. Oh, it's a good thing. And you're going to learn what's essential. We're going to tell you. We're going to own 3 or 4 jets apiece and have 5 or 6 big palatial houses and estates. And we're going to have 4 or 5 kids apiece. We're going to have yachts. We're going to have helicopters. We're going to have surrogates having our kids. We're going to get organs from Chinese dissidents. But you that own a little salon that employs a dozen people, you're going to go bankrupt and there's no bailout for you because you are a dirty consumer. You've got a nice dress. You've got a nice little house you work to get with a little pool in the back that you saved a decade to have. You go on a couple vacations a year. And so now you're going to go to jail. And even when the Supreme Court orders her release in Dallas, Shelley Luther, the judge, Democrat, says, I'm ignoring the Texas Supreme Court. And I'm ignoring the governor and the attorney general, even though that's the law. They have to let her out. He's grandstanding and wearing his mask and saying she's a bad person. So let's walk through this and let's understand what this is. The UN's robber baron, Rockefeller created globalist depopulation planetary government, always designed to carry out eugenics through a global health department depopulation program. The health departments were started in England and the United States in 1900 by the Rockefeller Foundation, run by Margaret Sanger, to carry out racial hygiene. And that means getting rid of the poor black people, white people, everybody. That's what set up health departments and the health service. It's not Western medicine. It's a globalist program of total control. They got embarrassed by Hitler, so they had to go underground. But now they're rolling out their operation today. And Paul Watson wrote the article, Pointless Celebrities Call for World Not to Return to Normal, Radical Transformation of Economies. And he goes into how they're pathetic and no one listens to them. Well, the point is they're the spokespersons for the New World Order. They're the spokespersons for what they're going to do. And you've seen them again on CNN, you name it, the scientists going, oh, COVID-19 lockdown has cut the global carbon, is helping global warming. Type it into a search engine. Global lockdown is helping the animals. Global lockdown is slowing global warming. Oh, the reason the ice caps didn't melt by 2017, like they said, and are bigger than ever, is because of the 2-month lockdown. Say 54 in the U.S., but it's longer in places like Spain. And here's the United Nations. UN calls for billions in coronavirus aid for fragile countries. Oh, but it's not even food they want. It's billions to pharmaceutical companies to go shoot them up right now and give them, quote, drugs. Watered-down drugs that Bill Clinton and others have been caught making profits off of. The aid money goes to them to make money, not to help the Africans. And this is how it's done over and over and over again. But here's the head of the UN food program again, saying 135 million could die this year. 30 plus million are starving to death right now. 300 plus thousand every day. Those are real numbers. That's happening. But according to Madonna, this is good. According to Robert De Niro, it's good. According to Jane Fonda. But again, these are just puppets. They just say what they're supposed to say. And 200 of them have signed this letters saying it never needs to go back. They love it, seeing everything locked down. You don't get to go to the bowling alley. You don't get to go have that wedding. You don't get to go on a trip once a year. You don't get to go eat a steak once a month or something in a nice restaurant. You will die. Society will break down. You will starve to death. And they, the rich, beautiful elitist, they will inherit the planet. This isn't science fiction. This is happening. And they're showing footage of the collapse right now in areas of Africa and mass starvation. Let's go ahead and go to the clip of the head of the UN food program.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. An additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people. Our analysis shows that 300,000 people could starve to death every single day over a three-month period.
But that's okay, because Jane Fonda says it helps the earth. See, Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate using vaccines. Then he has a vaccine for you, and his family runs these eugenics groups on record. And then Media Matters comes out and says Jones is a liar. Bill Gates is connected to none of that, and Alex Jones wants Bill Gates dead. I never said that. I said that Chinese communist agents inside the United States need to be dealt with as foreign spies, and that needs to be done by the president and by the Pentagon. We're at war with China. I don't want anything to happen to Bill Gates. That would turn him into a martyr. I want Bill Gates publicly exposed and his agenda stopped. And you know what? It is happening. Praise God, and thank all of you for spreading the word. We're going to come back and get into Bill Gates and the next shoe to drop. And how bad is this global collapse going to get that the Democrats and the Hollywood trash are now celebrating?
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm not the only one taking notice. The internet has been on fire the last month, saying, why does Bill Gates frown in things when he talks about an American recovery, when he talks about President Trump, when he talks about communist China? He goes, they've done a perfect job. And when he's talking to a reporter and they go, you know, this lockdown's never going to end. It's going to get, the global depression's inevitable. And Gates going, yeah, I can't even look as happy as he does. In fact, I don't think I've ever made a face so just, yeah. It's so inappropriate. It's way beyond Beto O'Rourke. When he would talk about dead kids, he'd like, yeah, a whole bunch of people got killed. He'd go, and start smiling. It's just truly disgusting. And he does it in video after video after video. But remember Bill Maher said famously, I love abortion. I love death. I say more suicide. I say euthanize everyone. He said, I want the highways cleared. I want to be able to drive down the highway and not see anyone. In fact, that's in the Soylent Green intro. Let's try to excise that out, too, for the next segment if we can. And now you're seeing it. And now it's not just me telling you they would come with a deadly virus and cause a supposed lockdown to kill the supply chain that will actually kill billions of people in the next decade. The UN now says 130-something million this year for sure. Perhaps even 200-plus million will die. 300,000 a day right now dying. I know Africa and Latin America and Asia and the Middle East are like another planet, but they're over there. And their collapse is because we're collapsing. And then you get Madonna and you get people like, I can't even say her name, Jane Fonda and Robert De Niro. And they're having orgasms over this and how great this is and how you're not essential. Marie Antoinette, in the French Revolution, when they stormed the Bastille, didn't really say, let them eat cake. They used that to enrage the starving mass. The Jacobins came out and they said, what does she say? We petitioned her to open up the grain stores. And they said, the Queen says, let them eat cake. The truth is, the Queen just didn't care and was out playing sports, badminton, whatever, in the back, literally. You got hundreds of thousands of people from all the countries that are starving to death. They come to town, a giant, raging horde wanting food, and you're just hopping around at Versailles playing badminton. Oh, I don't need to hear about them. And it's the same thing, Jane Fonda, Robert De Niro, Madonna. And I'm going to read you what they had to say about how glad they are you're starving, how you're not essential. You know, I did the Jonathan Swift satire a week and a half ago at the National News last week, where I said, if things collapse, I'll eat my neighbors if I have to, because things are going to get that bad down the road if we let this continue. And then I went on to say, this is satire for the lawyers and everybody. But the media cut that out. It's in the same segment. And said, oh, Jones is serious. But these people are really saying they want to collapse and kill all these people and feed off of them economically. And I said all that, hoping it would get picked up to point this out. And it has now triggered a debate. And people are finding out what I really meant by it. And it's a good job listeners getting the word out. But that's what satire is for, to illustrate things so absurd, people won't get upset about the real thing, but they'll get upset about somebody talking about it. So here's Bill Maher talking about how he hopes to implode the economy a year ago. And, well, they've done it.
Economy is going pretty well. We have to. What? Why is that funny?
It is
is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my thank you. That's my question. Is like I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
And they have this martial law plan. Oh, and you didn't get your republic or your democracy. No, no, notice now you get martial law. But he promised you freedom, right? Here's a short clip of him from a larger intro we have where he's talking about more death, clear out the highway. Here it is.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Well, let me tell you who'll get the freeway moving for you, ladies and gentlemen. And his name's Bill Gates. Here he is 3 weeks ago saying he needs to be indemnified for all his front companies putting out 7 vaccines. Because let me tell you, not everybody gets the same vaccine. It's a little too obvious they give it here and like a third of us die and the rest get sterile. We just get a little bit lighter one, but then the next 3 or 4 sterilize us and kill us. In Africa, they get something really special. It's on record. He's being sued in Africa, Latin America, Asia for doing it. Here he is saying 700,000 of you will get sick and some will die, but it's for a greater good. So he's coming with something to force you to take something he admits can hurt you or kill you. But, oh, Media Matter says I want to hurt him. Oh, no, no. I want Bill Gates to be exposed and I want to stop him. Here it is.
The efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed.
The new priesthood is doctors, and a lot of them are good people, but a lot of them are psychotics. And that's why you see that archetype of the crazy doctor, the mad scientist. And if you're a radio listener, you don't see Gates' face when he talks about side effects of 700,000 being hurt or killed. He begins to get very, very excited during that. It's very, very sick. But here he is just this last weekend with Bilderberg Group, Fareed Zakaria member. They're both members. They actually attended together. They're best buddies. And Fareed's like, hey, this is a big depression. This isn't going to get better for a long time. And Gates is looking like he is the most happy man on earth. Here it is.
When Fareed Zakaria, the other fellow globalist, the Bilderberg Group,
Yeah, and I just wanted you to get a chance to see his face right there, and then there's another part we're going to play when we come back with the actual audio of it looped, so you can hear they're talking about things aren't going to get better, things are going to get worse, and then you get to see him getting so incredibly excited. So that is all coming up in the next segment. I intend to open the phones up for the entire transmission today. And I'm also going to get into the Hollywood celebrities call for world to not return to normal ever. Radical transformation of economies for the earth, austerity, and that you are non-essential. Wait until you hear their declaration of total war on you, their new Green Deal, and you ain't in it. This is Zardoz. This is Moonraker. This is Logan's Run. This is absolute global depopulation. This is exterminism. This is mass murder. You go, why? Well, every culture, when it becomes corrupt, tries to exterminate its neighbors and or its poor. And now they're like, oh, no, we're just going to get rid of everybody's wealth except for ours. Of course, they're useful idiots. You don't think in the final equation Madonna and De Niro and Fonda will get any part of this, do you?
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know why the general public thinks I'm crazy. It's because I actually study the ruling class, and they're crazy. And if somebody was firing a laser beam at you, and you had a mirror, and you held up the mirror, it would hit that, and it would bounce. But someone looking off at a distance wouldn't see the laser beam coming at the mirror. They would see the laser beam hitting the mirror and going at them. And they would think the mirror was firing the laser beam at them and not the laser projector. That's the analogy. I'm here telling you these are homicidal, psychotic, decadent, evil people that have organized themselves into power and who are setting up an authoritarian system to dominate and control your family. And if you've grown up in America with relative freedom, or Europe, or a few other areas like modern Japan, you don't think that's possible because you've seen checks and balances. Well, you're like a dodo bird. Everybody knows the story of the dodo birds on Galapagos Island. They were only around a few years. They were big, giant, juicy birds, tons of meat on them. And they would simply pull up in the ships, and they would run up and beat them over the head with the oars and eat them for dinner, because the dodo birds had never seen a human and had no predators. So they had no instinct to learn to run. See, because you don't just learn an instinct. When your ancestors had an experience, it imprints on the cells. Epigenetics, that's now been proven. And the globalists are obsessed with trying to brainwash us and program us, but it doesn't work because the epigenetics, we know what's bad. But still, in America and other countries that have been quasi-free, we don't recognize classical, hardcore tyranny when it hits us. And that's what's going on right now. But if you look at every other culture and every other system, they always end up getting taken over by authoritarians. They always end up getting taken over by corrupt psychopaths who then get replaced by more out-of-control psychopaths and more oppressive people like you've seen in North Korea. The dictators don't get nicer, they get worse. And so, yes, it sounds extremely insane. It sounds extremely scary to sit up here and say all of this was coming. So I know why people couldn't believe it. Well, now that it's here, folks are really upset, and you should be upset. And I'm very, very, very upset. And I'm trying to govern myself and be measured in what I say and I do, because the establishment is trying to elicit a violent backlash. Instead, we need a focused, loud, but also very aggressive and very determined legal, cultural, economic, spiritual assault against them, and just expose them politically and culturally and get in their faces everywhere and just denounce this hoax on every front. So here's a couple clips repeated of Bill Gates on CNN getting very, very excited when Fareed Zakaria says this shutdown basically is never going to end. And then we go to Bill Maher again. Here it is.
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is.
Let's watch that video one more time.
Where it's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is. Where it's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fitful this is. Where it's going to be, you know, people are going to be surprised at how slow and how fruitful this is.
This economy is going pretty well. We have to, what? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my, thank you. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
So everyone has to come to grips with, we're up against a group of people who've currently engaged in a global economic shutdown that will collapse the first world, put everybody into massive debt but the globalists, transfer trillions in bailout money to themselves, arrest people that have restaurants, bars, and salons because you're not essential, and starve the third world to death. At numbers currently, the UN says, and I believe those numbers, I've seen the actual numbers, the Republic, at about double what died in World War II. And then you see the virtue signaling leftists wearing their mask, getting into the quarantines, getting into the lockdowns. They have no idea what they're even part of. We've got to educate them. Here's a article from Mises Economic Institute. When governments switch their story from flatten the curve, it was just a couple weeks to make sure the hospitals had room, to lockdown until vaccine. And the article details it. Again, just put the handcuffs on, put the gag on, submit, and I won't hurt you. Just get in the van. Happens to women all the time in a parking lot. Guy walks over, puts a gun on their side, just get in the car. Just get in the van. Hey, listen, I'm going to blow you away if you don't do what I say. And a lot of times women go, and run and don't care, and the guys hardly ever shoot them because they want to get another target. The women that go, and hit them and run, they're okay 99% of the time. But criminology shows about a third of the women or more. Go, okay. He goes, good. Just you get them careful. Just put this on. Just put this on. Okay. Handcuffs? Okay. Let me tie your legs. I'm going to kill you, bitch, now. You're dead, bitch. I'm going to... And he drives you to the torture dungeon. And right now, Fauci and Gates, they've got us getting in the van. And you can see the wild look in Gates' eye and Fauci. And they're like... Because they are already getting to wipe out 100 million people. And that gets them hard. Seriously, I mean, Bill Gates is creaming himself right now. So they know what they're doing. You want to get hurt? You're going to get hurt real bad. It's all here. Everything you've ever wanted. All of you that love abortion, all of you that love death, all the weird trendies that are into killing their babies and pissing in their pants. That's a big trendy thing right now. And all this stuff. Don't worry. It's all gone. It's all going to be over. Your welfare, your free goodies, all of it. But not before you're first sterilized. They're going to make you to get your welfare and everything, get your vaccines, get your sterilization, and then it's all gone. It's all over. All of it's ending. So all of you that bet on the system, all of you that have gone along with this, I'm talking to everybody in the system, from corporate people to government people to private citizens, they're telling you that you're obsolete. They're telling you that you are non-essential, and you're accepting it at your own total destruction. And Trump is trying to say, turn it back on. Trump's trying to say, we're tough, we can do it, and it's probably already too late. Unless the whole hoax is exposed, and the people perpetrating it are arrested. But instead, if you're a radio listener, you missed it. Bill Gates, there's a whole bunch of these videos. We're getting a compilation together of when they talk about something horrible, mass death, collapse, forced inoculations, side effects, he is gleeful and gets really predatory looks in his face, like smiling, but while he's like got a murderous look in his eye. And I told you, that's the real look of these people. I've told you for years behind the scenes. That's nothing. That's Gates turning on 10% of the demon. Man, boy, I know the make and model of that one. That's a really nasty, nasty one right there. You wouldn't want to actually see what he looks like. That guy can, looks like Fright Night when he smiles. That guy can pop it on, and boy, he's got the yellow eyes, the whole nine yards.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Ha!
How could they have an episode back in 1961 called The Obsolete Man, written by Rod Serling? And then you look at it today and they're actually setting it up. They're going to kill over 100 million people this year. They admit 300,000 a day. It's already begun. You know, all the news reports, the videos, just a little footnote. And we've got Hollywood folks telling us it's good. We need to depopulate. It's good for the earth. Well, Rod Serling was in the airborne in World War II, and he was there in the occupation of Germany, and he was there for the Nuremberg trials. And that'll get your head screwed on straight, won't it? So when he came back and became a screenwriter, he put it into the Twilight Zone episodes. And so if you look at something based on what the Nazis were doing, and based on what the Soviets were doing, and you look at it today and you go, how did he envision that? He didn't envision that. He saw that. It's not a world that is, but it's a world that could be. And that's where we are now, ladies and gentlemen, and you better recognize it, because evil doesn't look like Stalin or Hitler today. It looks like Bill Gates. And another Nazi collaborator, George Soros, and his Media Matters, coming out and saying, I need to be arrested because I came out and said Bill Gates is a eugenicist and a depopulationist, and I could sit there and play you all those clips. In fact, I decided last night to make a short, say, 20-minute documentary. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to shoot it the next couple of days, edit it this weekend, and we'll put it out, say, next Wednesday. Haven't figured out the name yet, and it's just going to be Bill Gates in his own words. How there's too many people, how he wants to depopulate the third world, who his mom is, who his dad was, the IBM funding. I'm just going to show it to you. We've shown it all here in pieces and pieces there, but I don't just get up here and say all this. I do a lot of research. So here we are. And they told us 2 weeks, 15 days, to flatten the curve, Fauci, just that. That's all we need. But they had a whole plan already been rolled out in Europe and other areas. We knew it was never going to end until you have forced inoculations and ID badges that show you've been inoculated. And they're going to have the corporations enforce it along with the blue states and blue cities. And they don't care how many bad reactions there are. They don't care if it doesn't protect you. They don't care. They're moving forward. Just like this judge in Dallas doesn't care if the governor said release the woman on the salon. Doesn't matter if the attorney general says. Doesn't matter if the Supreme Court told him. He's an activist judge. And he's in rebellion against the Constitution and against Bill of Rights because he's a virtue signaler. Doesn't matter if COVID-19 isn't even as powerful as the flu. It doesn't matter if they add all these other deaths onto the list. It doesn't matter because the media told this judge he's special if he acts like a Nazi thug. He's a follower. And you got a bunch of followers following the Pied Piper of the New World Order. And this New World Order created the communists. It created the Nazis. You know, Cold Springs Harbor, that Bill Gates' father's family worked in and around, still operating today in New York, created all this. It's not America. It's a criminal network that's international. Look at that headline right there. Governor Abbott yesterday afternoon said release her. He could release a murderer. He banned jailing citizens for lockdown violations. They're not stopping. And the judge told the governor, piss up a rope. Because this is the globalist revolution. and it's on. And they're not following laws or anything. They're coming to snuff out industry and to tell a woman your salon's not essential. But Walmart is. And once you accept that, you're done. I want to take your calls. There's also a banned documentary, and I like to air things that are banned. It's very powerful. Doctors in Black. Owen played part of it yesterday. I'm going to play part of it today. We're going to post it at man.video. As well, a woman that worked very closely is award-winning with Fauci. And she's exposing his criminal activities. And for that, they tried to destroy her and put her in prison. That's who these people are. They're the top of the food chain. But we have to stand up against them because there's no future if we don't rally together. There's only destruction, impoverishment, enslavement, humiliation, unless we finally find our courage and say no. I'm going to go to break and start the next hour and get into so much news we haven't even hit yet and read the sickening quotes by the 200 Hollywood globalist trash about how wonderful this is to save the earth and shut down the economy and how it's for the environment. Now the shutdown will never end. Just get in this jail cell, get in this cage for 2 weeks and I'll let you out. And then now they're like, you're like, hey, the thing was much less than what you even said it was. They're like, you're not getting out. See this key? Woo! And they're not just people that want to be the bosses. They're globalists. They want to impoverish you and make you a slave and then give you injections so you slowly get sick and waddle off and die. And then whatever money you got left as you're dying, they suck out of you. We're going to go to break. Only reason we're still on air is because of your massive support, and it's been massive, and I salute you. But we've got the things you need, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the products. We've got X2 that's so incredible, the building block of everything. X2 is so powerful. Infowarsstore.com. It is essential. Good, clean iodine in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins, minerals, pregnenolone, zinc, you name it. It's very close to selling out. We're keeping that at 50% off. We have other amazing products like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's about to sell out. It's still discounted. We also have the krill oil that's been sold out for months and months. I did a double order of that because it's so popular. You talk about vitamin D3, ladies and gentlemen. Where is my krill oil? Where is my krill oil? Here it is. These little babies right here are the real deal. This is the very best krill we can find anywhere. And this is just so good for your skin, so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your body. And the globalists can kiss my ass. Because I'm energized and I'm not in some New World Order fog. But let me tell you something about these. Even when you put them in your mouth, they taste super fishy. Because the ones that don't taste fishy have been boiled or are just the parts of krill, and you don't get 1/100th of the benefit. This is super high grade because it's nothing but the concentrated, unpasteurized, unheated juice of these little babies. And it is fuel to the stars, in my view. Get your krill oil at InfoWarsStore.com today and experience it and fund the pro-human revolution.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.